الحمد لله تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير.
All praise belongs to Allah. Blessed is He in whose hand all of dominion exists and all power belongs to Him.
الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا.
The one who created life and death to test you to see which of you are best indeed.
وهو العزيز الغفور.
And he is the Almighty, the Forgiving.
الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا.
The one who created seven heavens above one another.
ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت.
You do not see in the creation of the Most Merciful any flaw.
ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له.
And we bear witness that there is no God other than Allah, one without partner.
خلق سبع سماوات ومن الأرض مثلهن.
And he created the seven heavens and created seven layers of earth as well.
يتنزل الأمر بينهن.
And that his command comes down between the two of them.
وكان من الحكمة الكبيرة في خلقهن أن أمر يتعلق بنا وبعلمنا.
And of the great wisdom in his creation of these and in his creation of us is an affair that relates directly to us.
وأمر مخصوص من العلم بالحقيقة.
And it is an affair that relates to the knowledge of reality.
قال عنه تعالى لتعلموا أن الله على كل شيء قدير وأن الله قد أحاط بكل شيء علما.
Allah described it and said, so that you know that Allah has power over all things and that His knowledge encompasses everything.
ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله.
And we bear witness that our Master and our Prophet Muhammad is His servant and messenger.
ونبيه وصفيه وخليله.
And His Prophet and His elect one and His intimate.
ختم به النبوة والرسالة.
And that He sealed with Him prophethood and the message.
فدل على الله فأحسن الدلالة.
So He guided to Allah and gave the best guidance.
جمع فيه مكارم الأخلاق ومحاسن الشيم.
And it was gathered within Him virtuous character and praiseworthy qualities.
وجعلها مفرعة مفرقة في كل من أكرم بتلك القيم.
And it is spread and it is branches out to any of those who take on those virtues and those qualities.
فصل اللهم وسلم وبارك على عبدك الأكرم وحبيبك الأعظم.
So, O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon your most noble servant and your most lofty messenger.
سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.
Our Master Muhammad and upon his family and companions.
وعلى من والاه وسار في دربه.
And those who ally themselves with him and follow in his path.
وعلى آبائه وإخوانه من الأنبياء والمرسلين.
And upon his fathers and brothers from the prophets and messengers.
آدم وإدريس ونوح وهود وصالح وإبراهيم وموسى وعيسى ومن بينهم من النبيين والمرسلين.
آدم and إدريس, إنوك and هود and صالح and إبراهيم and موسى and عيسى, Jesus and all those between them.
وعلى آلهم وصحبهم أجمعين.
And upon all of their families and companions.
وعلى ملائكتك المقربين.
And upon your angels that are brought close to you.
وعلى جميع عبادك الصالحين.
And upon all of your righteous servants.
وعلينا وعلى أهل جمعنا معهم وفيهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
And upon us and upon the people of our gathering that we are given that peace and blessings entirely.
أما بعد فأحذروا قلوبكم.
To proceed, bring your hearts to be present.
فإننا ما حضرنا إلا لطلب المكان عند من ينظر إلى القلوب.
Because we did not gather except that we find a place and a rank with the one who gazes upon the hearts.
ويعلم ما فيها ويعلم كل الغيوب.
And he knows everything that is within the hearts and he knows all of the things of the unseen.
ونسأله أن يطهرنا عن جميع العيوب.
And we ask him that he purify us from all flaws and blemishes.
وأن يغفر لنا جميع الذنوب.
And that he forgives all of our sins.
وأن يكشف عنا وعن الأمة جميع الكروب.
And that he alleviates for us and for the entire ummah all calamities.
ولنتأمل هذه الحقيقة.
And we should ponder and reflect upon this reality.
أن العلم بحقيقته لله سبحانه وتعالى.
And that is that knowledge in its reality belongs to Allah سبحانه وتعالى.
فإنه الذي أحاط بكل شيء علما.
for he is the one who has encompassed everything in his knowledge.
ليس لعلمه من ابتداء بل هو العالم بذاته جل جلاله.
His knowledge does not have any beginning because he is knowledgeable of his own essence, glorified and exalted is he.
كان الله ولم يكن شيء غيره.
Allah was and there was nothing else other than him.
كان الله ولم يكن شيء معه.
Allah was and there was nothing with him.
وهو الآن على ما عليه كان.
And he is now as he always was.
وخلق هذه الكائنات كلها بعلمه.
And he created all of these creations by his knowledge.
وخلقها وكانت معدومة.
And he created it and it was previously non-existent.
ومن كان معدوما فقد كان علمه أيضا معدوم.
And that which it previously was non-existent, then its knowledge also was non-existent.
إذن فعلم كل من علم من الخلائق حادث لم يكن موجودا بالأصل.
So any knowledge that any created being has is something that was brought into existence and was did not have a pre-existing origin.
و العلم الحادث أيضا ويقبل الزوال من صاحبه.
And knowledge that is brought into existence also ends with the ending of the person who has that knowledge.
وكسبه لهذا العلم بآلات وأدوات أعطاها إياه الله العليم.
And the acquisition of that person's knowledge and the way that they acquired it were by tools that were given to them by Allah سبحانه وتعالى.
المعلومات الموزعة بين الكائنات الأحق بوصف العلم فيها ثلاثة أصناف.
And knowledge that is distributed amongst creation, true knowledge, it is of three types.
الإنس والجن والملائكة.
It is given to three types, the human beings and the jinn and the angels.
ولماذا ذلك؟
And why is that the case?
وبترتيب من ذلك.
And who was the one who organized it that way?
لا سبب لذلك إلا أن الخالق الذي خلقهم آتاهم ملكات وقدرات يقوون بها على نوع من العلم لا تقوى عليه بقية الكائنات.
And the only reason for that is that the Creator gave them tools and faculties that allow them to acquire that knowledge that other forms of creation do not have, so they cannot comprehend in the same way.
يقول تعالى والله أخرجكم من بطون أمهاتكم لا تعلمون شيئا.
And Allah says in the Quran that Allah brought you out of the wombs of your mothers and you did not know anything.
وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة لعلكم تشكرون.
And He gave you a hearing and sight and hearts so that you may be thankful.
أي أعطاكم المؤهلات لأن تعلموا.
In other words, he gave you the things that give you the potential to know.
ثم إن العلم معناه عند البشر إدراك الأمر على ما هو عليه في الواقع.
And knowledge is the perception of something as it truly is in reality.
فعدم الإدراك للأمر يسمى جهل ويقال له عند أهل الأصول أنه الجهل أنه الجهل البسيط يقال له الجهل البسيط وهو عدم العلم بشيء.
And when a person does not comprehend something as it truly is, then the scholars of usul, they call that a simplified form of ignorance because it is not comprehending something as it truly is.
وعلاج هذا يسير بتعليمه.
And the cure or the solution to that is easy. It is through learning.
لكن المشكلة في أن يتصور ويدرك الأمر على خلاف ما هو عليه في الواقع.
But the problem is when someone conceptualizes something in a way that contradicts what it really is.
وهذا هو المسمى بالجهل المركب.
And this is called compound ignorance.
وما هو الجهل المركب؟
What is compound ignorance?
كل علم أي إدراك لشيء عند جميع هذه الكائنات من الإنس والجن والملائكة وافق علم الله العليم فهو العلم وما وكل إدراك خالف علم الله فهو الجهل المركب.
So knowledge is any knowledge, anything that is perceived and that from the human beings and the jinn and the angels that coincides with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, then that is true knowledge. And any conceptualization that contradicts what Allah has said, then that is called ignorance.
وَإِنَّنَا بِمَا آتَانَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى مِنْ عُقُولٍ وَأَدَوَاتٍ نُدْرِكُ بِهَا نُوقٍ مِنْ غَيْرِ شَكٍ وَلَا رَيْبًا وَلَا يُمْكِنُ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ مَخْلُوقٌ كَانَ مَعْدُومًا وَكَانَ عِلْمُهُ مَعْدُومًا فَيَعْلَمَ شَيْئًا أَحْسَنَ مِنْ عِلْمِ اللَّهِ أَوْ أَكْثَرَ مِنْ عِلْمِ اللَّهِ الَّذِي خَلَقَ هَذَا الَّذِي لَا يَقْبَلُهُ الْعَقْلُ أَصْلًا.
And one of the things that we know with full certainty is that if a created being that was brought out from non-existence into existence, and that its knowledge was brought into existence from non-existence, that this being then has more knowledge than what Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, has, this is something that the intellect and rationality would reject as completely false. Allah says, say, are you more knowledgeable, or is Allah?
وَمَا مِن شَيْءٍ سِوَاهُ إِلَّا وَهُوَ خَالِقُهُ تَعَالَى.
And there is nothing other than Him except that He is the creator of that thing, exalted is He.
أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ.
Do they not know the one who created?
أَيُمْكُنُ لَأَيِّ وَاحِدٍ أَنْ يَكُونَ أَعْلَمَ بِهَذَا الْآلَهَ الْمُلْتَقِطَ لِلصَّوْتِ مِنْ صَانِعِهَا الَّذِي صَنَعَهَا.
Is there anyone who has more knowledge and the intricate knowledge of this microphone than other than the one who actually constructed it and created it?
صَانِعُ الشَّيْءِ أَوْلَى بِعِلْمِهِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَنْ جَاءَ يَتَأَمَّلْ هَذَا الشَّيْءِ وَيَسْتَكْشِفْ مَا فِيهِ.
The manufacturer of something has more knowledge than one who comes and studies it and reflects on it and looks at it deeply.
وَقَدْ أَمَرَنَا اللَّهُ تَعَالَى أَنْ نَنْظُرَ فِي هَذِهِ الْكَيْنَاتِ وَنَسْتَكْشِفَ مَا فِيهَا لِنَسْتَدِلَّ عَلَى الْحَقِيقَةِ وَنُدْرِكَ الْحَقِّ.
And Allah has commanded us to use our intellect to look around us in creation and in the cosmos and to reflect so that it leads us to the one who created it in reality. Allah says, say, look at what is in the heavens and the earth. Is there anything in it except that it directs to the greatness of the one who fashioned it and created it?
وغير ما يدل على حكمته وعظيم قدرته.
And is there anything other than that which guides us to the wisdom of His creation and His power?
وغير ما يدل على علمه سبحانه وتعالى وعلى عظيم تدبيره.
And there is nothing except that it points us to the greatness of His power and His fashioning and the wise creation that He has.
هذا النظر الصحيح الذي ننتهي إليه كلما نظرنا إلى أنفسنا أو شيء في هذا الوجود.
This is the correct conclusion that we come to whenever we ponder and reflect upon our own selves or we reflect upon those things in existence.
سنريهم آياتنا في الآفاق وفي أنفسهم حتى يتبين لهم أنه الحق.
God says we will show them our signs on the horizon and within their own selves until it becomes clear to them that it is the truth.
وفي الأرض آيات للموقنين.
And on the earth there are signs for those of certainty.
وفي أنفسكم أفلا تبصرون.
And within yourselves do you not see?
إذن فكل أنواع الجهل المركب الذي يصيب الإنسان سببه عدم حسن استعماله للآلات التي آتاه إياها إلهه ليستعملها لإدراك الحقيقة.
So all forms of compound ignorance occur when a person does not properly use the tools that their Lord has given them to reach the proper conclusion for which it was created.
سوء استخدام العقل والسمع والبصر وسوء استخدام الفكر أو عدم استعماله بطريقته الصحيحة هو الذي يوقع الناس في أنواع الجهل المركب وبه قامت للناس أفكار كثيرة ومبادئ ومذاهب وتقاتلوا عليها.
And improperly using the mind and the eyes and the ears and coming to these conclusions that are compound ignorance and improperly using these tools, this is what has led many people in humanity to put forth many ideas and many ideologies and many principles and many ways of understanding that have led to fighting and destruction and violence.
ولذلك كان من عظيم المعجزات لنبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم هذا الوحي الذي نزل عليه ونجد القرآن يتحدث عن الأرض وعن السماء وعن البحار وعن الجبال وكل ما تحدث عنه لم يمكن لإنسان أن يكتشف غير ما ذكره القرآن بمعنى لا يمكن كل ما اكتشفه الإنسان من واقع الأمر أن يتخالف أو يتناقض مع هذا الكتاب أصلا.
And one of the great miracles that has been given to our Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is the revelation of the Qur'an, and that the Qur'an was revealed upon him and informed us of the heavens and the earth and the oceans and the mountains, and that the human being does not discover anything in these things except that it coincides with what Allah has told us already in the Qur'an.
عموم الناس الذين يعيشون على ظهر الأرض من غير الذين آمنوا بمحمد متى اكتشفوا شؤون الأجنة في بطون الأمهات وتنقلها من مرحلة إلى مرحلة.
And those people who do not believe in this world, do not believe in the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, when is it when they actually discovered the womb and the gestation of the fetus and the growth of that baby and its different stages? When did that occur?
مرت قرون وهم لا يعلمون شيئا من ذلك إلا المؤمنين الذين حدثهم محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Centuries went by and they did not know anything of those stages and those phases of the baby in the womb, but the believers knew because of what was they were informed of from the Prophet Muhammad.
وفي القرن الماضي بدأوا يستكشفون أنه تبدأ النطفة وتتحول إلى علقة والمعلقة إلى مضغة وهذا ما تحدث عنه صلى الله عليه وسلم قبل 1450 من السنين.
And just in the last century, they discovered that the fetus grows in the womb from the fluid, and then from the fluid it becomes a blood clot, and from the blood clot it becomes a chewed like flesh. And this is something that they just recently discovered, but we were informed of by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam over 1,450 years ago.
وبل دقة في تحويل هذا الجنين تحدث عنها لم تكتشف إلا في هذا القرن الذي نحن فيه.
And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us of very intricate details of the changes of the phases of the fetus that people have only very recently discovered.
وهو أن المضغة تتحول إلى هيكل عظمي خالص.
And that the what looks like a chewed up clot of flesh turns then into the form of the human being, the complete form of the human being from that phase.
ثم ينشأ اللحم فوق العظم.
And that the bones are produced and that the flesh then grows over the bones.
وهذا الذي تحدث عنه صلى الله عليه وسلم في وأخبره الله به في القرآن الكريم.
And this is what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم spoke of and what Allah taught him and revealed to him in the generous Quran.
يقول سبحانه وتعالى من نطفة ثم من علقة ثم من مضغة فخلقنا المضغة عظاما فكسونا العظام لحما. فخلقنا المضغة عظاما فكسونا العظام لحما.
Allah says in the Quran that it was a fluid, and then the fluid became a blood clot, and then the blood clot became a piece of flesh, and then from the piece of flesh bones grew, and then over the bones the muscles grew then over the bones.
والعجيب أنه صلى الله عليه وسلم تكلم فتحدث عن المدة والوقت الذي يتم فيه التحول فقال يجمع أحدكم خلقه في بطن أمه 40 يوما نطفة ثم يكون علقة مثل ذلك ثم يكون مضغة مثل ذلك وبتحديد الأيام والتوقيت ولا يكتشف إلا ما قال الصادق.
And one of the wondrous and amazing things is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also informed us of the duration of each phase. So he said that it will initially be a blood clot for 40 days, and then for the next 40 days it will go into the next phase of being a piece of flesh, and then it will go into the next phase after 40 days.
وكل من اكتشف شيئا في أي شيء من هذا الوجود في هذه الحياة وهو حادث في وجوده وفي تعليمه فالعظمة في من خلقه وخلق علمه وهداه لأن يتعلم حتى يكشف هذه الحقيقة وذلك هو الله.
And anyone who discovers anything in this world and comes upon a discovery or is given some knowledge of a new thing, then in reality what we should recognize is the exaltedness and the greatness of the one who granted him that knowledge and allowed him to discover that knowledge, and that is none other than Allah, God.
فالعجب من إنسان عاقل يأخذه العجب والانبهار باكتشاف مخلوقين لأشياء وينسى خالقهم الذي خلقهم وخلق ما اكتشفوه وخلق لهم القدرة على اكتشافه ووفقهم لها.
And it is amazing that a person then becomes impressed with their own selves, and they become impressed with their intellect and their discovery, and they're looking at what they discovered, yet they forget the one who created that thing which they discovered, and they are then forgetful and blind to his greatness and his exaltedness, who is the one who actually guided them to that discovery in the first place.
وَمِمَّا عَلَّمَهُمْ تَعَالَى صَنَعُوا مَا صَنَعُوا مِنْ أَنْوَاعِ الْمَصْنُوعَاتِ.
And from what Allah has taught them, they then manufactured these different manufactured things.
وَكُلُّهَا مِنْ مَوَادٍ أَصْلُهَا مِنْ عِنْدِهِ مَخْلُوقَةً.
And they are all manufactured and built by elements that were created by him, glorious and majestic.
وَبِتَعْلِيمٍ وَإِلْهَامٍ حَادِثٍ فِيهِمْ وَارِدٍ مِنْهُ تَعَالَى.
And this is through a knowledge and an inspiration that was brought into existence by him and from him to them.
وَالْعَجَبُ أَنَّهُمْ يَسْتَكْشِفُونَ ما ودعه الله في هذه المواد مما يمكن أن يستخلص أو يستخرج منه تحصيل شيء لكن لا يستطيعون أن يجعلوا في هذه المادة تحصيل ذلك الشيء وفي المادة الأخرى تحصيل ذلك الشيء بل هم مقهورون ما الذي أودع في هذه المادة يمكن التحصل عليه منها وما يمكن التحصل عليه من هذه المادة لا يستطيعون أن يتحصلون عليه من مادة أخرى فمن الذي حدد التحصيل لهذا من هذا ولهذا من هذا فهم تحت قهر.
So one of the amazing things is that when they discovered these elements and they discovered these minerals and so forth, they recognized that they could use these things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the understanding that they could use these things for certain purposes and that they could extract certain things from these elements that they could then use. But then if they were using one particular element, or they found something and were extracting a particular element from it, and they had another mineral or another thing that they discovered, they could not extract that same mineral from that second thing that they extracted from the first thing, and vice versa. So even in their discovery, they are under the overbearing power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
فيأخذ الإنسان مثلا نواة للتمر وقد جعلها الله قابلة للتربية حتى تصير نخلة وتثمر تمرا.
So for example, if a person takes the seed of a date, that seed of a date was created to be put in the earth and then to grow as a palm tree.
فإذا أراد من هذه النواة القابلة للتربية أن لا تخرج نخلة وتمرا ولكن تخرج تفاحا أو عنبا لم يمكنه ذلك.
So if he wanted to take this seed of a date that is that is meant to be cultivated and plant it and grow it into an apple tree, he could not do that.
كذلك أخلاق هذا الإنسان قابلة للتهذيب والتربية والتغير إلى أن تصل إلى حد الاعتدال.
And also the character and the morals of a human being also have the potential for being purified and being rarefied so that they reach a point of being in the balance of justice.
لكن لو أراد الإنسان أن ينتزع أصل الغضب منه أو أصل الشهوة منه بحيث لا يوجد أصل لم يمكنه ذلك وإذا أراد ضبطهما بالعقل والشرع قدر أن يضبطهما ويردهما إلى حد الاعتدال لا يؤذي ولا يضر بهما ولكن ينتفع وينفع.
So if the human being then tried to take out the essence or the origin of anger or the origin of desire out of their character, they would not be able to do so. But if they wanted to control anger and desire through the intellect and through the sharia, the sacred law, and they put them in the proper balance that neither harms anyone or themselves, but that they actually use it in the proper ways for the good pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is, they are able to do that, and it is, they have that potential.
كذلك مهما صنع الإنسان مصنوعات ومنها بدايع وطائرات بدون طيار وأجهزة الكمبيوتر والإنترنت لغير ذلك لا يستطيع أن يخلق ذبابة.
And even if they have the capability of technological advancements and of building planes that do not need pilots and computers and the internet and other kinds of technological advancements, they still are not able to even create a fly.
فيتحدى أهل المهارات في الصناعات في العالم على مختلف القرون أن يوجدوا من هذه المواد مهما كانت في أيديهم ذبابا واحدا لن يتمكنوا من ذلك.
And the challenge has been put forth by Allah to the people of technological advancements and different kinds of crafts and inventions over many centuries to come together and to try to create a fly, and none of them have been able to do so.
ألا يكفيهم ذلك أن يعلموا أنهم عباد وأن لهم رب يجب أن يخضعوا له؟
Is that not enough for them to know that they are servants and that they have a Lord that they have to humble themselves to?
إن الذين تدعون من دون الله لن يخلقوا ذبابا ولو اجتمعوا له.
And those that you call upon other than God, they have not created even a fly. Even if you gathered them all together to cooperate to do so, they could not even create a fly, Allah says.
والأغرب وإن يسلبهم الذباب شيئا لا يستنقذه منه.
And the stranger affair is that if a fly and the more amazing thing is that if a fly takes something from them, a grain of sugar or a piece of food, and takes it away from them, they have no ability to get it back from that fly. It is the size of a fly is much smaller than their size. And its strength is much weaker than their strength. And even with their big size and their power, they are not even able to take away something small that the fly has taken away from them.
وكما أنهم في الصناعات لا يستطيعون أن يخلقوا ذبابا ولا طائرا فكذلك كل في العلم كلما اكتشفوه من المعلومات إذا لم يصلوا إلى أن يعلموا من خلقهم ولماذا خلقهم وإلى أين مصيرهم فكأنهم لم يعلموا شيئا لأن ما علموه منتهن وهم منتهون وبفقدهم هذا الأساس من العلم يخسرون الأبد.
And even with all of their advancements and their technology and all of the things that they know according to that, if it does not lead them to knowing who created them and why were they created by Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and where their ultimate destination and end is going, then all of that knowledge that they acquired is ending with their end, and it will be worthless for them.
قال الله تعالى أفمن يعلم أن ما أنزل إليك من ربك الحق اهتدى إلى ربه وصدق برسوله كمن هو أعمى.
Allah says, is the one who knows that what was revealed to you is the truth and believed in their Lord and believed in the Prophet, is that person equal to the one who denies and disbelieves?
إذن فالأعمى من لم يعرف إلهه.
And that person is blind, Allah says. So Habib said that the person who is blind is someone in reality who does not know their Lord.
ومع تعظيمنا لهذا الإله الذي خلقنا وأن العلم له يجب أن نعلم شرف العلم الذي تولى بيانه بنفسه في القرآن وعلى لسان رسوله.
And when we are talking and discussing about this Lord who created us and believing in Him, and we're talking about the knowledge that He gave us, then we also have to recognize that the knowledge that He revealed to us is very valuable and honorable, and we need to know its value.
نختم الحديث بقضية متعلقة بمعنى هذا العلم ومعنى هذه والحقيقة التي ذكرناها، وهي ما ينتهي إليه الإنسان في اعتبار فضل الأشياء وما هو أفضل وما هو أكمل.
And in conclusion, we will talk about this knowledge and its honor and the reality that we spoke about earlier, and that this knowledge leads us to knowing things in this world, and that we are able to prioritize and know that which is good and that is which is even better and above and beyond that.
وفي ذلك تقويم الميزان في نظرة الإنسان إلى الأشياء.
And by that, there is a refinement of the standards and the criterion by which a human being understands things in this world.
فنجد في حياة البشر من تصور بجهل مركب أن الأفضل في الكائنات مثلا البقرة وصارت له معبودا.
And we see as an example that there are people in creation, due to their compound ignorance, they came to the conclusion that that which is more virtuous and valuable is the cow, so they took the cow as something that they then worshipped.
ونجد من تصور أن الأفضل الشمس وصارت له معبودا.
And that there were others who conceptualized and thought that the sun is of the greatest virtue, so then they worshipped the sun and took it as a god.
ونجد من تصور أن الأفضل الأصنام فجعل ينحتها ويعبدها.
And there were others who then thought that the greatest virtue was given to idols, so then they started devoting themselves to idols and worshiping idols.
لكن كل هذا التصور والإدراك مخالف لما علم الله، فالأفضل من هو أفضل عند الله.
So all of these conceptualizations are incorrect because they contradict what Allah has taught us and the knowledge that Allah has given us. So it is all incorrect.
فإذا أدركنا أن الأفضل في الخلق من جميع البشر هم الأنبياء فقد وافق علمنا علم الله وأدركنا حقيقة.
But if we come to the conclusion and understanding that the most virtuous and the greatest of all human beings are the prophets and messengers, then our understanding has coincided with the knowledge that has been given to us by Allah, so then that is correct knowledge.
قال تعالى الله يصطفي من الملائكة رسلا ومن الناس.
Allah says in the Quran that Allah chooses messengers from among the angels and from among people.
ثم فاضل بين المرسلين الذين اختارهم وقال تلك الرسل فضلنا بعضهم على بعض.
And then Allah gave ranks of virtue to the messengers, as He said, and some of the messengers we gave them greater virtue over others.
وجعل أفضل الرسل أولي العزم الذين هم خمسة.
And that He made the greatest and most exalted of the messengers, those possessors of great determination, and there are five messengers.
Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam.
Our Master Nuh, upon him be peace.
Sayyidina Ibrahim.
Our Master Ibrahim.
Sayyidina Musa.
Sayyidina Musa.
Sayyidina Isa.
Sayyidina Isa, Jesus.
Sayyidina Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
And our Master, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him.
فَهَوْلَ أَفْضَلُ الْأَنْبِيَا وَالْمُرْسَلِينَ.
So these are the five most exalted prophets and messengers.
فالمتصور والمدرك أن أفضل الخلق عبد الله وحبيب محمد وافق علمه علم الله فليتصوره هذا أثر في استقامته وسلوكه.
So the person who conceptualizes and understands that the greatest of all people and the most virtuous is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then their understanding has coincided with the reality that Allah has revealed. So then that understanding gives them an effect that allows them to be steadfast and praiseworthy in their wayfaring and in their dealings.
وكلما خالف هذا الترتيب الإلهي في تصوره في نظره ما هو الأفضل أثر ذلك في سلوكه أيضا سلبا في واقع الحياة.
And whenever a person's understanding contradicts the reality and the knowledge that Allah has given us, then that incorrect understanding also has an effect on their way of being and their dealings in a way that is negative and affects them in their lives.
قد نجد في من يعظم من الخلائق ويعتقد أفضليته بعض صفات طيبة أو صالحة يمكن بمتابعته فيها يكون هناك تأثير حسن، لكن على الإطلاق كل ما كان حسنا على الحقيقة من كل هذه الصفات سواء كان وفاء بوعد أو كان أمانة في على مال أو على عرض أو كان جدا في العمل، نجد كل هذه الصفات المحمودة موفرة بكمالها في النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And it is possible that a person comes to the conclusion that there are certain virtuous traits that are positive and have a praiseworthy effect on the person who possesses them. But we also recognize that any praiseworthy quality, that whether it is someone who is trustworthy or someone who has been entrusted with wealth and keeps that trust and keeps their promises and oaths, or someone who is very hardworking in their job, that all of these positive qualities that do have a positive impact in a person's life, that they are found in entirety in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
وَنَجِدُ الْخَلْقَ قَدْ بنظرهم وتصورهم القاصر يفضلون أشخاصا، فلا تمر الأيام والليالي إلا وقد رجع كثير من الذين كانوا يفضلونهم ويمجدونهم أو من جيل بعدهم إلى ذمهم وإلى سبهم.
And another thing that occurs due to people's short-sightedness and a lack of understanding is that sometimes they choose certain people that they then honor and look at majestically and exalt those people, and then a short period of time will pass, and then those same people that they were honoring and exalting and loving so much, they then start to speak ill of them and look at their flaws and speak of their flaws and take them down from the status that they initially had.
لكن نجد على مدى القرون ومختلف مراحل البشرية الذين كان نظرهم مستقيم فعظموا من عظم الله مثل أتباع الرسل صلوات الله وسلامه عليهم إلى اليوم لا نجد مناقضا لذلك التعظيم ولا سببا لانتهائه، بل جميع المؤمنين إلى اليوم يعظمون نفس أولئك الأنبياء الذين عظموا ولم تختلف عظمتهم في قلوبهم ثم يوم القيامة يكونون هم أيضا المعظمون.
But we also see that throughout human history that people who followed what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted of them, such as the prophets and messengers and those who followed in their footsteps throughout all of these centuries and in different phases and places, that all of these people, they were upright, and they to this day, all of them are honored, and none of them lost that degree of honor that they had and that exaltation that they had. And in addition to that, in the next life, they will be once again those who are elevated and honored in that life as well.
بيننا وبين النبي نوح عليه السلام آلاف السنين.
Between us and between Prophet Nuh عليه السلام are thousands of years.
هل الذين خالفوه ولم يعظموه وعظموا أشخاصا من ذوي النفوذ والسلطة فيهم تلك الأيام والمكانة دون النبي نوح، هل يبقى هذا التعظيم قائما على وجهه إلى يومنا هذا؟ ولكن نحن نعظم النبي نوح إلى هذا اليوم، لم يختلف هذا التعظيم أصلا، ذاك هذا قام بميزان الله وذاك قام بتصور باطل فبطل.
If you see the people who then rejected Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, and that they chose to honor and magnify instead of Prophet Nuh, people of their time who had power or influence or authority in their time, so they followed them and rejected Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. Do you see any remains of their honoring those people in our time? But you see Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, thousands of years later, we are still honoring him and we are still mentioning his exalted stature عليه السلام.
لكننا نجد في خلال القرون القريبة، في خلال القرنين هذين الماضيين من الزمان، أناس كثير في الأرض عظموا بأفكار جاءوا بها أو بنظم معينة أو بمبادئ، وتبعهم قوم وصفقوا وراءهم، ومرت السنوات فإذا بالذين كانوا يعظمونهم والذين كانوا يصفقون لهم والذين كانوا يمجدونهم جاء من بعدهم من كان في أول أمر كذلك إلى أن يأخذ صور أولئك ويحرقها ويدوسها برجله.
And we see, particularly in the last two centuries, that there are great numbers of people that others exalted and followed, and they would applaud them, and they loved their ideas, and they had this great reverence for them. And then a short while thereafter, those same people who they were applauding and they were following and praising and exalting in that same way, those same people, after a short period of time, they would take their pictures and they would burn them and they would tear them up themselves, who once previously were applauding them.
لأنهم عظموهم على غير ميزان الله تعالى ولم يطابق علمهم علم الله جل جلاله فكان باطلا.
Because they honored them in a way that contradicted or was other than the balance and the criteria that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set, and that those people themselves were presenting ideas that contradict what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, so their ideas were gone and their honor was gone.
لكن الأتباع الذين آمنوا بالنبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وصدقوا أنه رسول من عند الله وتسلسلهم بعد ذلك إلى وقتنا هذا هل هم في هذا الوقت بعد مرور 14 قرن أكثر أم أقل؟ نجد عددهم أكثر. وهل المحبة له تزيد أو تنقص؟ نجدها زائدة في قلوب أتباعه.
And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after 1400 years, this example that we have, and the one who is beloved, do we see even after 14 centuries is his followers increasing or decreasing? They are increasing. Is the love that they have for him increasing or decreasing? It is increasing in every moment in their hearts and in his followers.
وما اضطرتهم الحياة إلى تغيير شيء من أحكامه قط ولا من تشريعه بل وجدوا أنه هو الأصلح في زمنهم.
And that they did not stray from his rulings and from his guidance the least bit. Rather, even in the changing times, they found that what he guided them to and the rulings that he came with were of the greatest benefit for them, even in that time.
لأن تعظيمه ما جاء من مجرد تفكير بشر ولكن من إدراك طابق علم الله وميزان الله.
Because their reverence and exaltation for him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not merely on the basis of the ideas of a human being, but that those ideas were inspired and in coordination and connection with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him, so that reverence went on.
فيخدم هذه الحقيقة الذين يمدحونه صلى الله عليه وسلم أمثال الذي سمعنا يمدح بالإنجليزية يخدم الحقيقة في الخلق وهو يقوم النظرة وبذلك يقوى هو إيمانه كما يتسبب في قوة إيمان غيره.
And those who praise the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are serving that love, and that they actually rectify people's understanding. And that by praising, as the brother who praised earlier, by praising and saying these words of exaltation of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person increases his own iman and increases the iman of those who hear and are present.
والميزان الحق في نظرنا إلى الموجودين اليوم في العالم من أفضلهم نجد ميزان عند الله إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم.
And what is the criterion, what is the balance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set within creation for us to know who is more virtuous and who is more honored? Allah says in the Quran, truly the most honorable of you with Allah are those who have the most taqwa, the most righteousness.
فمن اعتقد ذلك فقد أدرك الحقيقة واعتقاده لا يمكن أن يبطل على مدى الزمن.
So the person who understands that and comprehends that, then their understanding will never be nullified throughout time. It will be sound.
ومن تصور غير ذلك فتصوره باطل سيبطل كما بطل التصورات من قبله من أهل الباطل.
And whoever's conceptualization contradicts and is other than that, then their understanding will be null and void, and it will disappear as other understandings have disappeared as well.
وقد اجتمعنا متوجهين إلى الحق أن يملأنا بإدراك الحقيقة.
And we have come together and we have turned our hearts to the real, to Allah al-Haq, that He fills our hearts with understanding reality.
وأن يجعلنا في خير الخليقة.
And that He makes us of those who follow the best of creation.
إن من مظاهر الخير والحق فيما جاء به نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And of the expressions of the good and the benefit of what he has come with, صلى الله عليه وسلم.
الحرص على مثل هذه الاجتماعات.
Is a concern for these kinds of gatherings.
والقيام بخدمتها.
And establishing service in performing them and putting them together.
وحضور القادر عليها.
And trying to have people come and be present in it.
فَجَزَاللَّهُ الَّذِينَ رَتَّبُوا وَنَظَّمُوا وَخَدَمُوا خَيْرًا.
So may Allah reward those who organized and put together this event. May Allah reward them with goodness.
وَالَّذِينَ قَدَّمُوا وَأَنْشَدُوا.
And those who presented and sung.
وَيَنْدَرِجُ فِي هَذَا الْخَيْرِ وَالْحَقِّ بالتصور الصحيح بحكم ما جاء به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حضور سعادة السفير معنا أخينا من اليمن سيد أحمد ومرافقه.
And of the blessings and the signs of the blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that we have also in this gathering the Yemeni ambassador and his council who was with him.
حضور العضو في البرلمان عندكم ومجيئه إلى هذا المكان.
And also the presence of a member of parliament and him coming as well.
لأن مما علمناه ووافق علم الله فيما بلغنا رسول الله أن اجتماع الناس على النية الطيبة وإرادة الخير مفيد لهم إفادة محققة أقلها في الدنيا إن لم يصلوا إلى الانتفاع أيضا بذلك في الآخرة.
And what we know and understand that coincides with the understanding given to us by God and His Messenger is that when people come together and they have a righteous intention and a good intention in their gathering together, then the least result of that we will see is benefit in this life and benefit in the hereafter. But if we do not see the benefit in the hereafter, or someone does not see the benefit of that in the hereafter, that they will at least see the benefit here in this world.
وَأَنَّ التَّبَعُدَ وَالتَّخَالُفَ وَتَحَامُلَ النَّاسِ عَلَى بَعْضِهِمْ بَعْضًا لَا يُثْمِرُ إِلَّا سُوءًا وَشَرًّا.
And that divisions between people and argumentation and fissures between people that splits them apart, it does not bring except anything other than harm.
هذا من العلم الذي علمنا رسول الله.
This is from the knowledge that was taught to us by the Messenger of God.
فالله يصلح أحوال الناس عامة والمسلمين خاص.
So may Allah rectify the affairs of all people generally and the Muslims especially.
فإن من مهمات المسلمين التي أهملها الكثير منهم أن يحسنوا خدمة غيرهم ليبينوا حقيقة جمال شريعة ربهم.
And one of the responsibilities of Muslims that many Muslims have become heedless of is serving other people in society so that they can see the beauty of Islam and benefit from it.
بارك الله في جمعنا وجعلنا في المقبولين.
May Allah bless our gathering and make us of those who are accepted.
وبعد كل ما ذكرنا يجب أن تنتهض منا العزائم لأن نعظم هذا الإله الخالق.
And after everything that we have mentioned, the determination in each and every one of us should be invigorated so that we actualize and realize the reality of the one who gives us this knowledge.
ونشكره أن هدانا إلى إدراك هذه الحقيقة التي نفعها عظيم مهما قصر علينا من إدراك بقية المعلومات.
And that we thank him for the blessing of showing us and teaching us that reality and having that knowledge of reality that has great benefit even if we do not learn other kinds of information and knowledge.
Allahumma lakal hamdu fazidna ilma.
O Allah, belongs to you all praise, so increase us in knowledge. And grant us your enabling grace. And grant us the determination to establish your sharia. And to follow the sunnah of your prophet. And the benefit to your creation. By your mercy, O most merciful.
أدم الأمن والطمأنينة في أهل جنوب أفريقيا وفي أقطار الأرض.
preserve the safety and the stability in South Africa and for all the people of the world.
وانظر إلى يمننا وشامنا وشرقنا وغربنا وأصلح أحوال المسلمين.
And gaze upon our Yemen and our Sham and our East and West and upon all of the Muslims and rectify their affairs.
واجعلنا في الهداة المهتدين.
And make us of those who are guided and guides for others.
يا رب العالمين.
O Lord of the worlds.
ونجيب المؤذن.
We'll respond to the muezzin.
يا رب اغفر لي ولدي يا رب اغفر لي ولدي يا رب اغفر لي ولدي وارحمهما كما ربيان صغيرا اللهم نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في دين الدنيا والآخرة اللهم تقبل منا أجمعين
Oh Allah accept from us entirely
and
look upon each and every one of us
أجمعين.
Rectify our affairs entirely
ما تحب أجمعين.
And forgive to all that, for all of us
ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك
and do not leave us to ourselves or to anyone in your creation or even the blink of an eye O Lord of the world
ثبتنا على الحق فيما نقول
Oh Allah make us steadfast upon truth in what we say make us steadfast upon truth in what we do make us steadfast upon truth in what we
اللهم اجعل هوانا تبعا لما جاء به
اللهم make our whims following what your prophet
صلى الله عليه وسلم بما أصلحت به شؤون الصالحين
and rectify our affairs in the way that you have rectified the صالحين
واختمها لنا بالحسنى وعاملنا بفضلك وما أنت أهل ظاهرا وباطنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين وأصلح شؤون الأمة واكشف الغمة وعامل بمحض الجود والرحمة بسر الفاتحة إلى حضرة النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم الفاتحة